Let me press that button. Sandy is sitting here with me in the studio. Welcome to WGXC, Sandy.
It's impressive. Impressive. That was actually a live performance you just heard, folks.
It was.
No, not really.
Well, it was live in the studio.
It was live when we did it. Yeah.
One time, yes.
Most of us were alive when we did it.
Yep. So you're here to tell us about Hudson Valley Songfest 6, which is this Saturday all day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at right. Club Helsinki in Hudson. For people who haven't been to the past five or know about mm-hmm. them, give us a general overview of what the Songfest is.
Well, we started out with the idea that people wanted information about the music business. It's kind of a mystery to a lot of people. Especially people who are songwriters who don't really, go out and perform and hustle in that way. They hustle in other ways. But, the original one we did at Stageworks back in, 5 years ago was. And Marshall Crenshaw came out and Julie Gold and a bunch of other really good hit songwriters. And we kind of built it from there. It's been growing and getting unwieldy, and I'm still doing it mostly myself, but with the great help of Lieve Cummins and Chris D'Elia from Columbia Arts team. And what happens each year is I summon as many music industry friends as I can drum up to come out and share their wisdom and their insights. It's really been vital in the last few years because the music business has changed so much, as I'm sure you're aware. Major labels are less important now. There's a very strong DIY vibe in the world of music. And consequently, how do we get heard? How do we make money? Those are the questions. So
you have to do a lot of things yourself these days.
You become your own publisher, your own record company, and everything else that goes with it. There's advantages to that, of course, and there's also disadvantages. The disadvantages mainly are the lack of funds, because when you had labels signing you, they would hand you a check. Well, they wouldn't really hand it to you.
It was kind of a loan that they
they'd
want you to pay back eventually.
Right. But, in those days, it was a little crazy with the money. Now it's like, we're going to have to, drum up our own budget and do everything ourselves. That opens up a lot of doors in terms of creativity, but it also limits you into how do you get the stuff out there. And, stations like yours are open to playing independent music, but there are a lot who aren't. And if they're not in some way endorsed by some, either a label or somebody, that people know of, it's very hard to get it out there. And so that's what we're addressing. And one of the main things that a lot of musicians are doing now is licensing their songs. And that mainly involves getting it on a TV show or a film soundtrack kind of thing. And a lot of TV commercials now use original music. So we'll be talking a lot about that on Saturday. We have guests from the whole spectrum of music business, from publishers. We have the vice president of CSAC, which is a performing rights organization like ASCAP or BMI. She'll be there. We have two hit songwriters. Actually, we have several hit songwriters, but two featured ones, Cindy Bullins and Tim Moore. Tim is actually a local Woodstock guy. We have people, music lawyers, entertainment lawyers who can talk about legal issues. So there's going to be quite a wide spectrum of information available.
Is it one long conversation, or are these a series of workshops?
Yeah, it's panels. We do four rounds of three panels each. So there'll be 12 different panels. Some of them are more like seminars in the sense that the person speaking will be mainly giving specific information to the group, whereas others are more panels where different people have different opinions and take questions and all that kind of thing.
So there'll be three different happening simultaneously in different parts of Club Helsinki?
Yes.
So you can choose if there's one thing that you're particularly interested, you can go to that.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of people don't really care about certain aspects of what we're talking about and are more concerned with others. So we try to give a variety in each round. And then if you go to one and you you know, aren't finding what you want there, you can just get up and go to the next one in the next room. Once you have a panel pass, which costs $50 or $60 at the door, you can attend all the seminars you want. If you, you know, if you can bounce around if you want, or just sit in one for the whole hour, or whatever you want to do.
And I guess to a casual music fan that might be listening, this sounds like something that would take place in New York City or Boston or maybe even Albany. Why is it going on in Hudson? Does this area have such a large concentration of musicians or people that like music, or why are you doing it
well,
here?
Well, you know, somebody called this event South by Southwest in a day. I always found, I've been to a lot of conferences. I usually go to Los Angeles and attend conferences there, New York. And basically, they're kind of a zoo because there's so many people and you have a number of industry guests and it's very hard to get to them and get, you know, actually speak to them one-on-one or have any really contact with anybody. And I always thought, you know, I know a lot of these people and they would love to have a little bit more of an intimate event where they can actually, you know, meet people and they're not rushed and they're not, you know, being attacked by 50 people waving CDs in front of them, you know. So I started inviting some of these people. Many of them are now coming back regularly because they really love the event. And they've discovered Hudson, of course. You know, when we started, wasn't so much of a music scene here. Now, in the last few years, it's picked up.
What has changed since you've started? I mean,
well, of course, Club Helsinki opening was a big boost to the music scene here. But I think even the anticipation of that sort of got people thinking about, wow, what else can happen here? And, you know, my hand on the finger on the pulse of what's going on, which I'm involved in some things in town here, is that you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff. By the end of the summer, this is going to be really a music town. And because of that, I'm hoping that the Songfest will kind of kick off this summer of music. And eventually, we may have the Songfest be sort of connected in some way with the music festival that's coming up in August.
Yeah, there's some folks planning a, I think it's a Hudson Music Festival.
Hudson Music Festival, yeah, I'm on the committee for that. And we're just starting to really put it together, but it's going to be a major event.
And that might be in August, is that right?
I believe August 12th-ish, that weekend.
And so I guess 6 years ago, there wasn't a Club Helsinki, there wasn't a Musica in Hudson. I mean, it might have been in Chatham at that point. And there wasn't a like Spotty Dog bookstore that has little shows with the bands that are just starting up too.
Right.
So some of the things that are necessary are starting to come in place.
And
I'm hearing people are actually trying to compare Hudson to, you mentioned South by Southwest. That happens in Austin, Texas every year. And Hudson is getting those comparisons now.
Yeah, of course, Hudson's a lot smaller than Austin or Nashville or any of the music centers. But that's an advantage in some ways. You know, it's a lot more close-knit. I think that what's happened over the last few years is that, you know, the word gets out. It's a town that's friendly to the arts. Musicians are always looking for inexpensive places to live so they can do their craft and not have that expense. And, you know, New York City has gotten really pretty ridiculous money-wise for most people. We found in the first few years that we drew most of our people from New York, Woodstock, Albany. And that was kind of the thing. We didn't get many Hudson people. Last year, it picked up a little bit in the Hudson department, and I think this year we'll really, you know, start to have maybe a majority from the Hudson area.
There's now several like major recognizable internationally known musicians that live in Columbia or Greene counties. I mean, Melissa Doftemar, who played with Hole and Smashing Pumpkins, and Michelle Nitticello, and Roseanne Cash lives out in Columbia. Who else lives in?
Well, there's quite a few, many of whom don't really want to be revealed. But one of the great additions to the town is a producer from Montreal named Steve Durand, and he just bought a house here, and he will be one of our guests on panels on Saturday.
So why don't we play another one of your songs, and then we'll come back and talk more about some of the specific panels and workshops that are going
Sounds
on Saturday,
good.
What people want to hear. So this, we played Charade before. I think you suggested Stranger on a Morning Train is a song we might want to hear.
Oops. Yeah, a little Latin jazz feel.
That was Stranger on a Morning Train from Sandy McKnight's record In Solitary. And Sandy is in the studio with us here on WGXC's afternoon show talking about Songfest 6, which is this Saturday all day at Club Helsinki in Hudson. And as Sandy, you said it begins actually kind of on Friday night. There's a
showcase. Have a little kickoff event on Friday night called Best New Artist Show. We chose 8 new artists to showcase. And we have 3 industry judges, and they will pick the 2 best, and those 2 will get to showcase on Saturday night at Club Helsinki, opening for Gandolph Murphy. So,
are the bands that are performing Friday night already picked, or can you still?
Yeah, we have the 8 chosen. It's mostly solo artists, mostly acoustic solo. We're doing it in the back room at Wonder Bar, which, for those of you who are familiar with it, is a very small space, but it holds about 40 people. And we like to have it be a real intimate kind of event where, you know, it's really a listening night. And Greg Idala, who's a comic from Albany, will be emceeing the show.
And that's at Wonder Bar Bistro is at 744 Warren Street.
Right.
And that starts at 7:30? 7:30,
and it's $10.
And so the winner that is chosen by the judges that night will perform, or the two winners.
Two winners, we picked Saturday night
at Club Helsinki.
Right.
And then why don't you go through the schedule? What are some of the different workshops and things that people or musicians would be interested in coming to hear on Saturday?
Well, we start bright and early. We open the doors at 8:30, 9 o'clock for people who want to register. Panels start about 10, and some of the topics, it goes from the basics like the new music business, which discusses what I was referring to before about the different, what they call the new music paradigm. I hate that expression, but... and that will be a part of the discussion. There'll be groups about songwriting, various aspects of songwriting, lyric writing, how to avoid the common pitfalls of songwriting, cliches and such. There'll be some discussion of legal matters, you know, copyrights, various contractual agreements, publishing deals, all that sort of thing. So it really runs the spectrum from, you know, creative issues to business issues.
And I guess musicians are more interested in these kind of conferences these days since the ground under their feet is like constantly shifting with the labels. The power of the labels is no longer as large as it once was, and everybody now has to have their own blog or Bandcamp or MySpace or... I can't even keep track of what kind of internet page you have this week.
Well, we find that a lot of musicians are locked in their bedrooms or wherever, you know, doing their thing. And then it's like, okay, I have these six songs that I just recorded. What do I do with them? And, you know, my message to anybody who makes music is get out and meet some people, because the people we're going to have at the event are the people who make things happen, basically. They're people who... you know, get music placed. There are people who are influential, and there's still people that you need to know. I mean, you could do a lot by yourself, but eventually you have to connect with other people. It's a people business still, and networking is a very important part of it. A lot of people who live in, you know, upstate New York are not prone to, you know, drive down to Nashville or something, you know. So this is a great opportunity to meet some of these people you might have to go to Austin or L.A. or whatever to meet. And just, you know, get to know them. Listen to what they have to say first before you attack them with a million songs that you wrote. But, you know, get a sense of what it takes to make it in today's music business and what they're looking for. We do a song critique session, for instance, that... it's kind of like a blind needle drop, I call it, where we don't know whose song it is. It's picked at random from a box, and we listen to 40 to 60 seconds of it, and then we give feedback based on just how we feel instinctually, and I say we because sometimes I chime in, but, you know, the people on the panel. And I think it's really educational. You know, it's a great opportunity to hear the truth, you know, because when you send something to somebody, they'll more than likely either not listen or send you a form letter back, or at best send you something back saying, oh, that was pretty good, you know, but you're not going to get really a in-depth critique and find out really what's missing or what could be better. And that's a really valuable service. We also are allowing the guests to do one-on-ones with people if they want to, and they will charge for that, a separate thing. But if you wanted to sit down, say, with one of our guests and spend a half hour, you know, picking their brain or whatever, that would certainly be possible on Saturday.
And how important are these personal relationships? Because this is it sounds like the best part of it. Mm. And most of these, any kind of, you go to any kind of conference, whether it's music industry or anything,
right,
it's you actually get to meet the people face to face, and that's always like the. So how important is that, do you think, in the music industry?
Well, it's immeasurably important, because really, if you're locked in your room, unless you're some sort of amazing genius that no one's ever heard before, you're not gonna, you know, it's just not gonna happen. You have to get to know people. You have to learn to work with other people. I mean, it's still a business, you know, and you have to learn to interact and to, you know, ask the right questions. And even if you're somewhat established in the music business, you still need these relationships, you know. So we're really trying to encourage people to network and interact and all that. And what's great is these industry people, as great as they are very down to earth, and they'll, you know, they don't, they won't blow you off. You know, they're very interested in helping people. So that's a great thing.
It seems like going to conferences of this sort or in other fields too, mm-hmm. not just meeting the experts is important and interesting, but meeting the other people there who are there to meet the experts. What yeah. kind of, are you getting just beginners? Are you getting intermediary?
All levels of people come. We have some people who have been to earlier conferences who have actually gone on and gotten deals and made records, and
so you've had some success stories.
I mean, we can't take credit for it, but certainly we've had some very talented people through the years. And so yeah, any level of a performer or musician would certainly benefit from being there. We have some people talking about how to make your live performance better. You know, that's something maybe a lot of musicians don't think about in terms of not just the music and the musical part of it, but actually, you know, getting up there and having visual interest or having holding an audience, things like that.
And for some performers, like from what I've read, I guess that the live performance is now more important to at least
very
to
much,
sustain
yeah.
making money, because you no longer, unless you're lucky, can make money selling records.
Yeah. In fact, many people who are talking about this new music business really think that you have to give away your music. You actually, you know, the chances of selling a CD today are much slimmer than they were in the past, mostly because everyone has a CD now. Some people don't even bother printing CDs. They just put their music up online or whatever, but selling it's really hard. But getting it out there is really important thing because A, gets you gigs, fans, and maybe you can get something on a TV show or whatever. So that's really where it's at now. And I also, you know, produce records. And so part of my mission with my clients is to really educate them as to how this new music business works. It's not really about making an album anymore. It's about making, you know, great songs, even if it's two songs, and getting those songs out there and getting those heard. So it's a whole new world, really.
What do you think the we've been talking to Sandy McKnight, who's putting on the Songfest Festival with, I guess, is this part of Columbia Arts Team?
Columbia Arts Team produces it. Columbia Arts Team is an organization that started about 7-8 years ago. Our mission is to showcase local performing artists. We also do educational events with kids and lots of other stuff in the schools. But we started with a show called Saturday Night Leave, starring Leave Cummins, and hosted by her. And that show was sort of a variety show, sort of like a cross between Ed Sullivan and Saturday Night Live. We had sketch comedy, but we also had sort of variety acts of all kinds. And that show is still running. We do it on occasion, but that's where we started. And then we started getting involved in some musical theater things because Leave is a musical theater person. And we've done some shows at Columbia Green the last few years. And basically our idea is there's so many talented people, certainly more now than there were when we started. And you know, they need an opportunity to perform. As they used to say in vaudeville, you know, a place to fail. You need to get out there and do it and, you know, learn from your mistakes or learn from what audiences react to. And if you're not performing on a regular basis, you don't get that. So the emphasis on performing had really sort of stopped being the main thing years ago. But now is coming back to, as you said, it's a main source of actually income for a band, because if you are able to develop a fan base and if you can do a great live show, you're going to be able to make some money at it.
Do you think is Columbia County have enough venues, or is that something that we need?
No,
that we need more of. Yeah,
yeah. I've been talking to some people locally about, you know, that issue, because obviously Helsinki's a great place. The main thing about Helsinki for a lot of people is it's a little out of their reach financially, unless they're, you know, pretty well off. So the question then becomes, and really it benefits everyone, including Helsinki, to have a scene here. So there are now a few venues, but they're small. They're usually acoustic oriented. And
we lost Jason's a year or two yes. ago, and there's nothing between like those small right. venues like the Spotty Dog and Helsinki now.
Right.
Just in Hudson, but in the county.
Right? Yeah, there's very little around, and a lot, you know, even up in Albany, there's not much going on anymore in the live venue situation, mostly because they can't make a living at it. But I think in Hudson, there's a buzz now about some places opening up in the next few months. I don't have any specific information, but I've heard talk that people are buying various buildings or storefronts or whatever and thinking in terms of, you know, having live music. So,
and of course, we're leaving out the largest venue, Basilica Industria, which is starting to do more things too, but that's also out of the reach of, it's not really the place for a new emerging artist to showcase their talent.
And from what I understand, she's not planning on having that be like a club, really. It's going to be more of a
special event kind of thing, right. I think, yeah. But, hopefully some local bands will grace the stage there, too, in some of those special events.
Right. And, of course, you know, for local bands, as they already know, I guess, you know, again, it's all about getting a following. It's developing a following. If you can draw 50, 100 people, you know, you'll be welcome anywhere. Helsinki will bring you in if you can draw 100 people. So it's really about that, you know, developing a relationship with your fans, which not only means that you do great live shows, but you also, you know, communicate with your fans and get them on your mailing list and, you know, Facebook and all that stuff. And it's really a lot of work, but that's where it's at. You know, if you can play every week and you know, make a few hundred dollars and get out there and, you know, polish your act, then you have a shot at really like making a career out of it, you know.
So this is Tom Rowe on the WGXC Afternoon Show. We just have a couple last minutes with Sandy McKnight here, who's telling us all about Hudson Songfest 6, which is this Saturday at Club Helsinki. Sandy, you want to run down all the details one last time before
okay.
we go?
Well, the main thing is if you want to get more details, we have two websites set up for that. ColumbiaArtsTeam.org is our main site. And then we also have a little site called Cat Events, CATEvents.org, and that's specific to the festival. So if you go to either one of those sites, you can read all the details, who's going to be there, bios, the whole thing. And then if you are interested in buying tickets, there are links on both those sites to Brown Paper Tickets, which is where the tickets are sold, and you can buy them with a credit card. It's $50 for the whole day panel pass. You know, there's free music all day for those of you who are not interested in the panels.
So you can stick your head in Club Helsinki all day and hear some interesting new music.
Yep, pop in and there will be live music most of the day. So
it's supposed to be a beautiful day Saturday, so you'll probably have a lot of walk-ins.
Yeah, that'll be great. And we have booths and, you know, people who will be talking about various things. So it's, you know, if you happen to be in town and you want to stop in during the day, we're there until about 5. So, but if you are interested in attending the panels and getting a panel pass, $50 right now, $60 on the day of. And, you know, if you are certain you're going to come, it's a good idea to, you know, buy your ticket now, because not only do you save $10, but you know, there's going to be a whole list of things that we're going to ask you about which panels you want to attend and the whole thing. So it's easier for us and for you to, you know, get a ticket early if you can.
And quickly, anything else Columbia Arts Team's got going on this summer or coming?
Columbia Arts Team is always busy. We have a big event in the fall called Capital Area Indie Fest, which we do at the Egg up in Albany. But before that, in July, we have a thing called Upstate Idol, which is a little talent contest, but only for artists who do original music. So that's a little twist there. And what we do is, again, we have three industry judges come out, and we do that, I think this year it's going to be at Mount Washington House in Hillsdale. But go to, again, ColumbiaArtsTeam.org for more information on that. That's a great event, and the winner usually gets a prize, something like a day in the studio or something like that, which is a nice prize. And then, you know, the other thing we do every year is Christmas shows for kids out in Copaic. Usually we do that. And then throughout the course of the year, Lee and I go into a lot of the schools. We do a thing at Hudson Valley Community College where we go in and do theater workshops for kids. And then we do the thing at Columbia Green Musical with the students. So lots of projects like that. And again, if you go to the website, there's all that stuff there.
And that's columbiaartsteam.org.
Right.
And you can find out more information about Hudson Valley Songfest 6, which is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Club Helsinki in Hudson at 405 Columbia Street. So go to columbiaartsteam.org for more information there. Thank you, Sandy, for stopping by.
Thank you, Tom.
Today. And